Lots of schools have extracurricular clubs, chess, math, drama. But students at a school in Maryland have something unusual, a comedy club. NPR's Nada Ulaby reports from Ebrook Lee Middle School in Silver Spring.
A comedy club seems a natural fit for the absurd sensibilities of early adolescence. It's the brainchild of Harry Bagdasian, a playwright and dad who started the club when his daughters were students at the school. 10 years and dozens of performances later, a harried Bagdasian is in the midst of Xeroxing scripts.
This is all world premiere stuff. It's never been done before, and we have no idea if it's going to work or not. And if the kids get out there and they get the laughs, we know it worked. If they don't get the laughs, we know it doesn't work. And that's the exciting part about being in the comedy club.
For the past 3 weeks, kids have brought in scripts and ideas for the club's spring show. This after-school rehearsal is the last time they can try out new stuff. Over the course of the next hour, Harry Bagdasian faces 25 comedians aged 11 to 13. He directs, he praises, he critiques, and he placates junior divas who argue for more lines.
You're a mime! You're a mime! Of course you don't have any lines!
You're a mime!
Working the other side of the room is graduate student Ben Fisler. This ivory tower emissary was assigned to help Bagdasian by the University of Maryland, which has a center for humor studies. Fisler's task is to learn what makes this club tick and help students like Joe Livingston rehearse and refine his script.
First thing we're going to do is we're going to read through it as you originally intended it, and then we're going to look at some ways that we might structure the piece theatrically that might make it, you know, help polish it up.
Joe is a wisecracking, curly-haired 12-year-old. He's written a series of sketches that mock video games and television shows like Alf, about a friendly, dog-like alien.
Let's pretend like it's the day when we found out Alf was a puppet.
It helps to know that what's funny to middle schoolers isn't necessarily hilarious for adults.
Man, last night, Alf was funny. That crazy old alien was going to eat another cat.
Awesome.
You two know that Alf is just a puppet, right?
No, he's not.
Yeah, he's an alien.
No, I'm pretty sure he's a puppet. I saw his voice actor at Comedy Club 03.
What?
He's a puppet!
No!
The piece has potential, says Fisler, but he tells Joe to exaggerate his role as straight man.
When they're, like, talking about how great Alf is, just give a second just to look at them and go, you do know that Alf is just a puppet, right?
Yeah, okay.
Joe and his collaborators, Isaac Son and Zach Iser, do their best to focus, but there's still a fair amount of goofing around.
See, there really should be a comedy sketch in the show about trying to put the comedy sketches together.
But it would be super funny.
Are you insane?
My dad would laugh, but he wouldn't even want to laugh. He'd be like, hey! If you hear the loudest laugh, it's my dad.
Zach Iser's dad sits in the first row for the comedy club's spring performance. He says the club is a godsend for public school parents with stretched budgets.
We have tremendous kids, but we don't have lots of kids whose parents can send them to theater camp or anything else. And then in the middle of our midst is drop Harry Bagdasian.
Live from Ebrook Lee Middle School, it's Saturday night.
Harry Bagdasian says this show isn't just about becoming a better writer or performer. It's about students growing up.
I'm not going to pamper them and baby them and hold everybody's hand. And because so much is left to them, when it works, they have a stronger sense of winning.
Some of the show's most winning sketches were written by sisters Rachel and Leah Solomon after Bagdasian heard them complaining at a rehearsal about their dad.
Ladies, why don't you write a sketch about the generational...
Like, my dad's dancing.
Why don't
dancing?
You...
Saw him at Max's bar and stuff. Yeah. It freaks everyone out. She's like...
And just like that, a sketch begins to take shape.
You could just do something. It's like you're in the car with your parents. And, like, all the stupid things that the parents do, which is a lot.
Okay. In the SUV, you could maybe do short blackout scenes. We could do a series of four scenes that could be 30 seconds long about, I don't know, you know?
When your dad starts singing to your music, that's
right,
really
when
annoying.
Mom and dad start singing and they don't even know the lyrics.
Leah ended up playing herself. The club's hammiest performer played her dad. Here's the scene. The carpool, the radio, the kids, the dad.
Oh my gosh, I love this song.
Turn it up, Dad.
Okay, Smokov.
Dad, no nicknames. Dad, stop now.
But I just love Celine Dion.
I am the father who is the inspiration for those skits.
Bob Solomon's daughters also dramatized his dancing at the bar mitzvah. His character further mortifies Leah when she dances with a boy.
Hello there! Are you Lee's boyfriend?
No, we're just friends.
Of course you are.
You're so embarrassing, Dad.
No.
Solomon says with two teenage girls, he'd better have a solid sense of humor. And he's actually proud, he says, of their parody.
I'm very honored. I think I'm a better dancer than they portray in the skit, and I think they are sometimes embarrassed by me, but I don't know why they should be.
Comedy is the perfect way to explore parent-child tensions and authority issues, says Harry Bagdasian.
There's this wonderful kind of locking horns thing going on, and if we can look at it and laugh at it, then we're all going to survive.
With his graduate student assistant, Bagdasian plans to spend the summer writing a guide to help other middle schools start comedy clubs of their own. Netta Ulibi, NPR News.
To hear an additional excerpt from the Comedy Club and to learn about the Center for Humor Studies at the University of Maryland, visit our website at npr.org. That's All Things Considered. From NPR News, I'm Linda Wertheimer.